times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. Days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I'll live and learn, do the best I can. But there's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee voting overnight to move articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the full House floor. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene claim it's because of border security.
The facts are the facts. Secretary Mayorkas is breaking the law.
Democrats like Dan Goldman say the charges are baseless.
All of your allegations are completely bogus, and they exclude the obvious and clear rebuttal points that undermine everything that you're trying to say.
The heads of big social media companies will be on Capitol Hill today. They'll be discussing the dangers of social media to kids. The White House signaling a decision has been made on retaliation for the killing of three U.S. service members and the wounding of dozens more in that attack by Iranian-based militia in Jordan. Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. No one expects them to move on interest rates, but members could signal what they plan on doing during their March meeting. This is ABC News. Several teachers in Oklahoma are now facing the prospect of having to give back tens of thousands of dollars in hiring bonuses. State officials are now saying those bonuses were a mistake. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The nine teachers got the bonuses through a recruitment program for hard-to-fill teacher positions. Christina Staldman says she was awarded the $50,000 and took home $29,000 after taxes, but she says the state now wants the full $50,000 back. Ryan Walters, the official behind the teacher recruitment program, has suggested the bonuses were given after the teachers misrepresented their experience. But lawmakers from both parties insist this was the state's mistake. They're threatening to take action unless those teachers get to keep the bonuses.
And this kind of snow is getting to be a little much, even for Anchorage, Alaska. So far this season, 100 inches has fallen, putting the city on track to break the all-time record. Some of it being put to good use, though. They have been able to build a snowman that's more than 20 feet tall. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. your doctor today about SKYRIZI, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Marathon County Bomb Squad Commander Mike Allard says officials at the Goodwill Processing Center in Ashland handled themselves well after they found a live World War II era hand grenade last weekend. They immediately isolated the item and cleared the area.
I don't want them to handle it. That's the easiest way I can do it. What I would like them to do is just leave it where it is. Call your local authorities.
The device was successfully detonated safely. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed Republican-drawn legislative district maps. The maps passed by Republicans in the legislature last week would have avoided pitting many of their members against each other in redrawn districts. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the new maps would have given Democrats 99% of what they had proposed. The state Supreme Court is now expected to draw up its own maps using experts from outside of the legislature. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus 2 batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll drop down to 30. Tomorrow, sunshine. Cooler, but still mild with a high of 48. Friday, partly cloudy, 42. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Tonight, take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand, no one else could understand You're the one who moves me like nobody else can. Take me down where I wanna be. Turn around this man who lives inside of me. Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong. Take me down. Take me down tonight. In your eyes, I see a light. It's your emotions glowing bright. So keep the fires burning and let it warm me through the night. A part of me, 'cause you're what love was meant to be. You and me, baby, we'll set this flame inside us free. You don't have to stay forever. Let's just put our hearts together, share another night in ecstasy.
understand the way I feel. I could give my hands to another line of work, but my heart would always be behind the wheel. Call me a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Thank you. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Crystal Gale and Our Love is on a Fault Line here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour in our newsmaker segment, we'll be talking with colleague David Geiger. He has a report on a new corn genetic vulnerability that was found affected by a herbicide. We're going to talk with David a little bit about that coming up this morning here in our newsmaker segment. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be on the road as we head to Wisconsin Dells for the Wisconsin Corn and Soybean Expo. Everything getting underway tomorrow morning down at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells. And we'll be there on Thursday and also on Friday. And be listening for interviews from Corn Soy Expo coming up on future editions of the Morning Farm Report. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Dairy Radio Now, we're joined by Peggy Coffeen, host of Up Level Dairy Podcast, who is with Texas dairyman Nathan Neroni, who has a dairy operation that's grown to 13,000 head of cattle and more than 70 employees. How is he managing to protect his dairy and bottom line in 2024?
Tell me a little bit about yourself and about the dairy.
My name is Nathan Maroney. I'm the general manager with Del Rio Dairy. I don't really have a dairy background. I'm the city boy that fell in love with the farmer's daughter. My father-in-law had mentioned to me, hey, do you want to give dairy a look? Now I'm at the point to where I manage the entire operation of a dairy that's grown along the way. When we started in Texas in 2006, we were shy of 3,000 at that time. Room to grow a little more from there. Some other pieces need to be put into place. The next step was building a hospital barn. That all occurred before I really stepped in. Then as we started to use a little more of the technology in terms of sex semen and a few other things, we started to see growth spurts here and there, nothing substantial, but enough to fill up the barn we were in and consider making that hospital barn a milking parlor as well. So we went through that whole transition in 2013, 2014. So all in all, we've got three facilities. We're milking right now 7,700 head. We milk three times a day. So that's essentially my position, is to manage the operations of all those different barns. I've got barn managers at each of those locations. So I just make sure that they're kind of meeting their numbers and everything like that. And then I directly manage the feed center and then a few other areas as well.
So as you look ahead, what are your three big priorities that you're focusing on to be a profitable and sustainable dairy business in 2024?
For me, a big strategy has been to go into 2024 with the heavy hedge mind frame in terms of milk and what feed I may have already procured. We're in a situation where we are looking at less and less people producing milk. You're seeing quite a few farmers throughout the country that didn't have such a good time over the last year or two, and a lot of farmers going out. You're seeing challenges in terms of being able to replace the herd. And while you may say, oh yeah, that's going to drive milk prices up, and it should, there's enough economic risks as well that I see that need to be managed from. You've got a tough economy situation. You've got the war savers are rattling out in the world. You've got global trade is reaching a low point. You're seeing it in a lot of areas. And I think while there's promise to the fact that there may be a reduction in number of cows producing and what we are producing, there's also some challenges in terms of how many people are actually at the table buying, who has the leftover income once we're all dealing with inflation and interest rates and things like that. So there's enough risk that I see that that needs to be protected against. And so for me, 2024, I've already made plans in place to basically go at it pretty well protected. I just don't think it's all sunny skies ahead. And I think it's important to really be well protected in that regard.
As I listen to you talk about the way that you're looking at 2024 and the challenges that are the impacts of supply and demand, the domestic market, the global market, and global impacts as well. You know, one thing I'm kind of curious for you, what do you look at? What do you read? What do you listen to regularly to stay informed on this part of the business?
I like to pull together a lot of different information. I really like a lot of the information I get from Everag. I get quite a bit from them. I think they've got a good group of analysts and guys that are in communication with the right people as far as movers and shakers, especially in terms of the domestic market. And so what's at play, what's going on, and pretty current and up to date. When it comes to more of a global outlook, I might lean a little more heavily on like a Rabobank report. I typically look out for those and like to put a lot of time to make sure I spend some time reading those reports and things like that. And then I really just give an ear to different conversations, whether it be somebody that just, whether I'm at a meeting or something and someone's talking about what the overall mind frame of cheese buyers, what butter and powder guys are doing, what's going on in exports. There's been a lot of benefit that I've seen just hearing export council reports and things like that. And then you also just got to pay attention to it on the feed side of things as well and kind of get the pulse of what the global economy is doing as well. So those are kind of areas they're hitting my inbox pretty good.
Our thanks to Peggy Coffeen with Uplevel Dairy Podcast. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, just head to upleveldairy.com. Thanks for listening to Dairy Radio Now.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only, excludes taxes and fees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Understand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leroy Parnell and Tender Moment here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning, 32 in downtown Duran. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Earlier this morning in the milk markets, February milk up 7 to 16.30, March up 6 to 16.99, April and May steady, April at 17.27, May at 17.63. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels were down 2 to 153, 40-pound blocks up 3 and 3 quarters to 164 and 3 quarters. 7 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 280 and a quarter. No trades. Grading non-fat dry milk up a half to 123. One trade. Dry whey up a quarter to 45 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets and feeder cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs are called lower today. The livestock complex performed well yesterday. Feeder cattle were the leaders, followed by hogs. Traders are optimistic about the market, which is supportive. The cattle inventory report Wednesday will either provide continued support or a big price retracement. February live cattle opens the day at 178.02, April 181.75, June 179.22. March feeder cattle open at 241.32, April 247, May 252.22. February hogs open at 78.85, April at 84.90, and May at 89.17. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today, as do have a bit of overbought conditions. Now, the market is likely to be quiet ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision today, and more importantly, the post-meeting press conference on those interest rates. March corn down 3/4 to 447, May down 1 1/4 to 457 and a half, July down 1 to 466 and a quarter. New crop down 3/4 to 479 and a half. March beans down 7 3/4 this morning to 1211. May down 7 to 1220 3/4. July down 7 1/4 to 1229. New crop down 5 1/2 to 1191 3/4. March soybean meal down 70 cents to 362.30. March soybean oil down 55 cents to 45.45. Chicago wheat March down 6 3/4 to 598 3/4. May down 7 to 608 1/2, July down 7 1/4 to 613. Minneapolis wheat this morning, March down 7 to 692 3/4, May down 6 3/4 to 697 3/4. Energy markets this morning, March crude oil down 81 cents to 77.01. April down 84 cents to 76.81. February and March gas both down 2 cents. February at 223. March at 227. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Hey, Wisconsin soybean farmers. Do you know how your soybean checkoff helps fuel Wisconsin? Soybeans play a critical role in helping our communities, our economy, our environment, our future, our farms, and our world. Stop by the Wisconsin Soybean Booth at this year's Corn Soybean Expo, February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells, to learn how your Wisconsin soybean farmers and soybean checkoff are working hard to increase your impact from the farm to the future. Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op, Durand, cash corn 378, February 381, March 384, new crop 425. Cash beans 1124, February 1129, March 1134, new crop at 1112. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 402 3/4, February 405 3/4, March 409 3/4, and new crop at 425 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride in Arcadia, cash corn 415, February 413, March 410, new crop at 420. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 389, February 389, March 392, new crop 425. Cash beans, 11.38 to February, 11.41. March, 11.44. New crop, 11.22. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 3.93. New crop, 4.25. Cash beans, 11.34. New crop at 11.12. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, 4.22. April, 4.30. May, 4.34. And new crop at 4.30. Cash beans, 11.69. April, 11.98. May, 12 even. New crop at 11.42. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 387, new crop 425, cash beans 1140, new crop 1122. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 158, market cows 66 to 112, bulls 100 to 112, calves at 160 to 750, beef steers at 185 to 312, Holstein steers at 109 to 255. Sheep markets, market lambs 197 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 120 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 167 to 176.50, finished beef heifers 167 to 175, finished dairy steers 145 to 154, market cows 80 to 94, market bulls 86 to 121.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather soles, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were. You've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
You'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Couldn't roll me a seven if you gave me loaded dice. I couldn't draw a hand if I sat here all night. Scared money, bad whiskey, there ain't no way to win. But this ain't the first time, it's the way it's always been. And you know the lady's a lot like Reno. They're both out to break you, take everything you got. When you finally win the hand, there ain't nothing in the pot. A gamble that I'm taking, that either one I choose. Lady Reno, either way I lose.
like the lights of the casino. She'll pull you in and play with you a while, but there ain't no way to win. And I know she's a lot like freedom. Couldn't roll me a seven if he gave me loaded dice.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, a new corn genetic vulnerability has been found affected by a herbicide. David Geiger has more.
Topiralate is an herbicide that's only been commercially available for about 6 years. It's part of the HPPD class and is used in all types of cornfields to deal with several important broadleaf and grass weeds, including pigweed. However, there is a new genetic vulnerability, and some corn lines are affected. Marty Williams with USDA Agricultural Research Service Global Change and Photosynthesis Research Unit in Illinois was contacted by a seed company 2 years ago when they saw injury from topiralate.
The basis of knowledge of what we have about corn sensitivity to other HPPD inhibitors, they'd already been screened for that. So they thought they knew it was tolerant to existing chemistry, but then it was severely injured by topiralate. And those injury symptoms are actually bleached corn leaves.
This is a genetic vulnerability that has never been reported before. Williams began to study it with university and industry colleagues.
It's probably the first report of a corn sensitivity to a corn herbicide in over 30 years. And so this brand new genetic vulnerability, we're still trying to identify exactly how it occurs.
What Williams thought was isolated to one company and one inbred ended up being much larger. As they mapped sensitivity, they found 49 corn lines affected in both field and sweet corn.
It's very interesting because one of the sweet corn lines is Illinois 677A, which is the source of the sugar enhancer trait for sweet corn. It's one of the major endosperm mutants that's really important for high-quality sweet corn. Well, the line that introduced that trait to sweet corn is highly sensitive to topiralate.
It's very difficult to test each chemistry with each hybrid. Williams felt compelled to get the information out.
Just to raise awareness of, hey, there's something new going on here, and it is really new. But then also to continue studying this, to figure out exactly what the mechanism is, and to have both the manufacturer of topiralate as well as the seed companies have them begin to think about this, and maybe they need to look and screen some of their germplasm.
This was a shock. Williams says the corn distributors and chemical companies involved with the affected products were completely unrelated.
This is a great example of value of public research because we were able to step in between here, both the seed companies and herbicide manufacturers, and fill in this knowledge gap where the seed companies wouldn't have had access to the herbicide until it was commercialized. Certainly the herbicide manufacturer doesn't have access to all the corn germplasm that is used in the world, but we're able to bridge this divide and come up with some useful knowledge that helps them, which helps growers.
HPPD inhibitors like topiralate are being explored for new active ingredients, so future products may need additional scrutiny. The seed for inbred corn lines damaged by topiralate come from sources like the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center, the University of Missouri, and the National Plant Germplasm System. I'm David Geiger reporting.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems. enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Quiet weather should be the rule in our ag weather forecast, as a large high pressure will be over central North America, and that's going to block not only the cold weather, but also any type of storms. Now, record high temperatures are expected today, and precipitation chances look to return mid to late next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today. Record highs in the low to mid-50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Patchy fog late. Lows near 30. West winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs in the mid-40s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10. For Friday, partly sunny. Highs near 40. Saturday, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy both days with highs in the mid-40s.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
A sure sign that spring is coming is when lambs are born. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The whole process is a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts.
There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barclay says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. Nutrient drench in case they've got weak lambs. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. Check on her often to make sure everything's all right. Find more tips on lambing preparation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
All the gold. About California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever. Right down to your soul, living on the spotlight, can kill a man outright, cause everything that glitters is not gold, and all the somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming